Paul. No Blake Wheeler today, just maintenance.
Ready to go.
All good. We haven't had a chance to ask you about Dave Augustusson being loaned for the World Juniors. Maybe what went into that decision, and why can it be a really good thing for him?
I mean, his whole season did. We wouldn't have thought that he would have gotten to the point that he did coming into camp. We had some circumstances that also helped that along with Mark Letestu. And we liked the idea that David was kind of preparing for his role in the role that he was given, even on short minutes. At the same time, we became very mindful of those minutes. And this is some really high-level hockey, albeit amateur, but the best players in the world. It will be a great test for him. He will improve in that time. And right now with our health, and we do have other options in the American League that are fairly close. So we wouldn't be particularly hamstrung if we got some injuries there, that we think he can get a bump from that. What happens after that? That'll be, you know, the player will have a voice in that. So will the agent, and so will clearly Kevin and the Winnipeg Jets. But it will all now be, you know, what's best for the next step for David, because he's going to have to, at any point, come back in and compete for a job again in training camp next year. So we want to use this year as best we can. We're really happy. He's learned hockey from a completely different perspective. Pace, speed, all those things now have meaning in the summer, when we say it's about foot speed for you. You know, your reads are good. He has a foundation, a real-time foundation of what we're talking about.
Obviously, day off yesterday. Did you like what you saw out of practice day?
Yeah.
And you feel that your group will be able to put the other night kind of be in the rearview mirror?
Yeah. You know, the other night is a possibility every night when we're grinding games for us. And I didn't mind, actually, the legs or the effort. Our hands were way off it. And you're looking at times for the group tell, right? If it's one guy has a tough night. If you think as your whole group isn't right there, there's something amiss. So we needed the rest, but we got back to fast today, and I liked, more importantly, they were mentally trying to do what they needed to do, even if they couldn't execute it. At this time of year, it's as much mental as it is physical. Our schedule actually is kinder to us going in, not in terms of competition, but in terms of being at home.
With Blake out, some of the special teams was focused on the second power play unit
right
today. What is it that you look for those guys? Because everybody's got a little bit of a different skill set on that group.
And that is exactly it. It's a little different skill set. So what we're trying to accomplish, or where we think our advantage can be, is different looking. So they see at times, they'll see the same basic generic pre-scout video at both groups we'll see. And then there'll be some tailored stuff specifically to them. So we're trying to grab one unit kind of each one of these days. So they would have done a different kind of video this morning, a little bit of a recap of their unit, and then and try to get up and practice it a bit.
And I guess looking ahead a little bit to tomorrow, what would you perceive as Philadelphia's biggest strengths?
Speed to their game now. Like, the changes would be a bit of maturation in the net. They're getting better goaltending. Their back end is as active in the offensive zone now as anybody's. So they have a dynamic back end, and then some really skilled and also mature forward group. They can make plays. The overall package is, I think, the Philadelphia plays a much faster game as a group than they were in years past.
Pardon me, I meant to put this at the beginning, but with respect to David Gustafson, again, sometimes I wonder if it's easier for veterans to have that smaller minute count and that sort of stuff. But his disposition seemed really positive to us all the way
right
through. What have, on the personal side of things, how did he handle that? What have you learned about?
Yeah, so that's that. I would agree that that's a learned skill. It is so much more difficult for all of these amateurs that make it to your fourth line. They were the first line, number one D, number one goalie on all their teams. So this is a whole new thing. The idea of there's no rhythm to the game. You get into the game and it's at least twice as fast as any game you've ever played for European guys. The rink's not the right size. So there's a whole host of things that go into it. And we liked the resiliency, his ability to stay focused as a young man on the bench and stay in the game even if you're not playing. So we went out there. No, that line wasn't going coast to coast, but he wasn't making mistakes. There wasn't a lot of video for David to have to go over and say, you misread this, you misread this. He was positionally very strong. So we will say then mentally, is the mental part of the game is a strength for him. he can stay engaged from the bench and he can learn on video and improve that way.
There's been a few times this year where players have talked about just having more fun this year. From a coaching side, what does that mean for a team?
I would think it starts, you know, we've won some games, right? That'll be the biggest driver of mood overall. Then if your overarching kind of environment that you want to create and say is we want to have fun, but we want to work really, really hard, be a real competitive group. So even on the nights that you don't win, if you've worked hard, if you've competed hard in practice, then it's okay to laugh and joke and have some fun with it. It would be part of that kind of growth process over 20 years. When I came in at that young age, you walked around with a scowl on your face the entire time, so that everybody, and then usually like the topical to where we are right now, this week before Christmas, you were growling at everybody because you were worried that somebody mentally was going home before it, right? So it's a different time with these guys, that being able to relax and enjoy it and then wind yourself back up to the games is an important skill, right? So they have had more fun, and I think they're funnier in general. We have better team sense of humor, if that's possible. The jokes are funnier. How about that? When there's more guys laughing, I think they're a funnier group.
Yeah, so is that a mature thing, or is it, like, would have seen that last year as much when maybe...
Oh, for sure. So it's not, some of it is just the environment and how it's built. Like, so we go back to 2 years ago, I thought we had an awful lot of that. There were more stressors last year, I think, in that, you know, the expectations were exceptionally high for our team. We were, you know, right through the end of kind of mid to end of January, you know, our numbers were really good in a lot of areas. But I don't know that it ever got to the rallying point this group feels like it's at right now. We've got a defined kind of game. We've rallied around what once was kind of an inexperienced group on the back end, and they've become a competitive group, and they like each other. That matters. That the guys come to the rink and they're happy to see each other matters in terms of how close they can grow together. Oh, I know. It's always been pretty good. But when you add a Beteto in your group, a guy that's chirping from the second or third day of training camp, listen to our practices. And our red, our defense, has its own little identity on the boards. And when a 3-on-2 gets broken up, it's not now forwards banging their sticks because they didn't complete a play and they didn't get to score. It's the red chirping those guys because they shut them down. So there's a little bit of fun with that. Right? The healthy... fun competition and practice, and the D enjoy the heck out of it. Now, when the forwards score on them, there's some celebration going on because they want to give it to the red group. And that brings the whole kind of energy level up. So we've got some good personalities back there, and they're having some fun with it.
Yeah.